the people of the United States. The Constitution talking, the United States Constitution, bulwark of the greatest democracy on earth. We the people, ruling ourselves, running a government. We the people, 48 states, one nation. We the people, thousand upon thousand of common men. We made this nation a land where anyone, anything, any idea can grow unchained and free. Great things have been said and written about this thing called democracy, but democracy is more than a written word or a spoken phrase. It is men created equal. Democracy is very evident. It's written in the faces of immigrants, the people who gave up homes in the old country to try out something new and wonderful. It's written in the very hills and plains that have produced men like Abraham Lincoln. It is written in our lives, our brothers and ourselves, growing up with a chance. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And freedom of thought and speech and from want and fear. Inalienable rights guaranteed in this democracy. Inalienable right number one is life, something men have cherished from the beginnings of the earth, a free life, unfettered by government interference. It's what Americans fought for at Lexington and Bunker Hill and New Guinea and the Solomons. But they were fighting for something more, something we'll call inalienable right number two, liberty. That's a big word in the American language, first cousin of another big word, freedom. Liberty is guaranteed in America. It flourishes here as in no other country in the world. The unknown little man mounting to his soapbox to speak his piece about how the country ought to be run. The editor of a small town daily, writing as he pleases, condemning or commending the administration freely. The little group of Mormons or Quakers or Jews, worshiping God in their own way. The scientist free to search for truth, and the educator free to teach it. Liberty and freedom and democracy. Big words in the language of a people. We take them for granted. They're ours. They build the third inalienable right championed by Thomas Jefferson, the pursuit of happiness. People living everywhere, looking for a good life. People in little towns with funny names. People in the metropolis, living beside the water or the highway, looking for a good life. One people, all races, all stocks. Simple people, but easy to rile up if you talk about taking away their freedom. We know what freedom is in America and democracy. Don't tread on us. It's produced great men, this democratic government, this youngest of the earth's powers. Great names like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and FDR and Babe Ruth. And in song and in prose, the men it has produced have expressed their views of the nation's politics. James Russell Lowell called a democracy a place where every citizen has a chance and knows he has it. Woodrow Wilson said he believed in democracy because it releases every one of man's powers. And James Pipes, putting it into the words of the Louisiana Negroes, said the same thing in a different way. Freedom, he said, is a patient word, a prayerful word, a good-tasting word, a sparkling word, as full of 4th of July as skyrockets and Roman candles. Freedom, that's a word, a real showboat word. $8 long and $4 wide. And so that's my case. I give you democracy. Not a word, not essentially a type of government. It's warm rain on Georgia, sun shining on Key West. It's wind blowing over a Texas prairie, snow-capped Massachusetts hills. The sound coming up from the streets of Manhattan, waves roaring in on California's coast. The names of Michigan and Maryland, of industry in Chicago and hot steel in Pittsburgh, of Virginia and Rhode Island and North Carolina. Covered wagons rolled west with democracy for a dream. Democracy is a way of life, a living thing, a human thing, comprised of muscles and heart and soul. I speak for democracy. And men who are free and men who yearn to be free, speak with me.